Well, James, they had a good first half, and they didn't play good in the second half. He only had 4 points. I thought he was aggressive. I don't understand why he got to be more aggressive. He's got to be more aggressive.
Now that Joel is out, we need him to be more of a scorer. I agree. But I think with Joel, when he's playing, James could just be the point guard that we need him to be. But with Joel out, he probably needs to score a little more. I still don't think he needs to get 30 a game. People are acting like he needs to score 30 a game. I think he can get 20, 25 and still be a great point guard and make the right plays because he draws so much attention that it opened up the floor for us. But, we will see. I'm sure we'll see a different game, James, in game two.
And only between 25 and 30 just depends on how many assists he got. I mean, to me, that's going to be different. If he's only going to get 25, he's got to get 12 to 15 assists. But I think that the Sixers got to go small. And just because the thing is, Miami's not an overly big team. They really only got one big guy. So I would turn it into a track meet, a shooting contest. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way the Sixers can win. They're not going to get killed on the boards because, like I say, other than Bam Adebayo, they don't have a bunch of big guys. So I would go small and just turn it into a three-point shooting contest. I wouldn't totally rely on threes. I'd go to the basket sometime, but I'd turn into a track meet and a small ball game. I think that's the only chance the Sixers got until Joel comes back, because Joel was going to be the only advantage they had, because Miami nobody can guard him, number one. Nobody can guard Joel when he get his big butt in the post and stop shooting threes. But now, like I say, they got to go small and turn into a three-point shooting contest.